This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. Eric Atkinson here. Mike's side once more is horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd of K-State Research and Extension. We have several insects active now that we want to bring to the attention of you homeowners and gardeners. And Raymond, we brought these up last time, but we need to revisit them, for they're rather abundant right now. Ants are on the move. Anything out of the ordinary here? What are you hearing?
Well, basically, what we're hearing is a lot of ants coming into the home, Eric, and that's probably due to all the wet weather we've had. They're moving in, looking for dry places like anybody else would after it gets wet, so because their nests are in the ground. So what you want to do in this case is to put out like an ant bait. Taro has a really good ant bait. It's one of the boric acid baits. Put it out there, and the workers will grab the bait and take it back to the colony and feed it to the queen and the soldiers. It's a slow process, but you can kill a lot of those workers. But the problem is a queen can lay over 35,000 eggs, and so it's pretty mute point. But if you have houseplants that you're watering, you may maybe cut back on that a little bit, because they'll also go after the moisture too. But they're coming into home because of the really saturated, wet conditions we've had recently.
But yeah. The baits will take care of them by and large, eventually.
The baits are more effective than just trying to spray and kill all those ants that are crawling around, yeah. Well, the other thing, Eric, I was going to make a point is if you have houseplants that have aphids or scale or sucking insects, and those are insects that exude a substance called honeydew. It's a sticky, clear liquid. Ants are attracted to that, too. So if you do see ants in your home and they're near the houseplants, look for aphids or mealybugs or scales, because those are insects that exude this material that is attractive to ants.
All right. Well, Raymond, for weeks you have been coaxing homeowners to be patient, hold off on any treatments to their evergreens against bagworms. Well, at long last, you tell us, we are at the point where folks can pull the trigger, so to say, and get after their bagworm control program.
Yes. The eggs, larvae will hatch from the eggs and they'll start crawling around. That's when they're most susceptible to these insecticides that are commercially available, Eric. So we do, again, I've stressed this before, recommend, because not all eggs hatch simultaneously, you're going to have to make probably 3 to 4 applications, one application per week, to really knock the bagworm down. That's what I did last year, beginning of June. My Arbovita Thuja and then junipers were getting loaded, like everybody's, with bagworms, and I use a product with spinosad as the active ingredient. A weekly application for 4 weeks, my Thuyas and junipers were clean, the plants came back, and I had no issues with bagworms. Yeah, mm-hmm. And remember, you have to get thorough coverage of all plant parts and make those multiple applications within about a 4-week period.
Now, the proliferation of ticks has started to catch a few folks' attention out there. And the wet weather probably had something to do with that?
Yeah, what's really happened is the vegetation. The wet weather, we have grass and vegetation, and of course the ticks latch on to vegetation. When somebody goes by, a human and an animal, that's what they latch on. So be sure to wear a repellent, like DEET is one of the widely used repellents, and it is effective against ticks. Remember that the first, second instar nymphs are very difficult to see. So have somebody check you over. Once the tick female is embedded, then it's basically you just, you know, take your time, pull it out with tweezers, but you try to avoid having them, the females, feeding on you and engorging the blood, and you'll see them get larger. But if you do have a tick get on you, get identified, because we do have ticks that vector diseases, the American dog tick vectors, Rocky Mountain spotted fever, and of course the deer tick or black-legged tick is the vector for Lyme disease. And also, if you've heard the news, the Lone Star tick is the vector of that alpha galactase, and that's the one that causes meat allergies. And so take ticks serious. If you do get one on you, you have it identified and can take the precautionary remedies to deal with it after that.
And your extension personnel available here at K-State and through your local offices can help you with that identification.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Raymond, we'll have you back soon. Thanks for the update, as always.
I enjoy it very much, Eric. Look forward to seeing you.
That's horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd of Kansas State University. And Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension over this, the K-State Radio Network.